This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a counter on the Ashley Madison website. The company that you might know promises discreet affairs. That counter boasts of more than 38 million anonymous users. Many of those users might not be so anonymous anymore. Hackers have leaked the oh-so-private data of the Ashley Madison users that they got their hands on last month in a hack that is qualitatively different than other big breaches of consumer information. This stolen data is salacious, yes. Compromising, possibly. Still valuable, though? Oh, you betcha. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Doing bad things on the internet 101.
Don't use your real name and email address and all that stuff.
Because John Kindervaga, cybersecurity analyst with Forrester Research, says there is a sad sort of inevitability to these kinds of hacks and no shortage of targets.
I don't think cyber criminals are out there wondering, how will I ever get into certain companies? I think they're just like overwhelmed and go, well, we don't have time to breach every company.
I think it's idealistic to say you can provide absolute privacy.
Michaela Menting is with ABI Research. She says this is a tough line to toe for companies that are premised on privacy. Ashley Madison, yes, but also less risque businesses like health insurers, HR departments, photo storage sites.
You know, it's maybe something you don't want to push forward, right? It's not 100% secure. These are the risks. We can't guarantee, you know, absolute protection.
That's a hard pitch for companies to make. Trust us, but, you know, not too much. Because just as credit cards and social security numbers have value, so does more sensitive information, says Susan Grant at the Consumer Federation of America.
That could be used to impersonate you. It could be used to embarrass you, to trick you into revealing even more information about yourself, or to scam you in some way.
And Grant says, unlike a credit card number that can be easily replaced, when personal information is leaked, there's really no way to undo the damage. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.